produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
But why I'm falling against the plan of God in my life? Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate the healthy lifestyle while taking the time to put the mask on you. We want to thank each and every one of you for taking time to tune in to the Nurture by Natasha show. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you. And so today's show is going to be on You Are Destined for Greatness. Many of us, we have so much greatness inside of us. And some of us, you know, really just don't see our greatness that we have. And so my scriptures today will be coming from the book of Jeremiah 29:11, Romans 8 and 28, Judges 4:4-5. And so when you have time, definitely read about the story of Esther. And so I want to talk to you today in reference to Esther. I love all the things that she stood for. She was a really powerful woman that was very fearless in what it is and God-fearing that she stood in. And Esther, when I looked up the meaning of her name, Esther means star. And so she was a Jewish woman. And so It was really nice to get in and study in reference to Esther. Now, Esther was raised by Mordecai, who was her uncle. Her uncle was Mordecai, and her father and her mother passed away. And so her uncle Mordecai became her guardian. He was her only next of kin that was around. And so he raised her. And so about age 20, the king Haman was looking for a new bride because his queen that he was married to at the specific time didn't want to come to a certain specific banquet that they were having. And so at that time, I believe that his queen was his seventh queen. Or she was his sixth queen, and Esther became his seventh queen, that, you know, he, you know, annulled their wedding. He divorced her because, you know, he felt that she didn't obey him. And so he was looking for the most beautifulest thing that he could find. And so Mordecai, you know, ran back to the town where they lived and let Esther know that, hey, he felt that she was very beautiful from the first day that he laid eyes on her, when the midwife or this lady that came that brought her to him. And so this story is really, really powerful. And I'm going to share some nugget points with you. And so just to know that, you know, when you're destined for greatness, no matter what your makeup or whatever your facet is, some things that God has in your path and in your journey, no matter whether you're Baptist, whether you're Pentecostal, whether whatever your denomination or things are, you know, no one can really, really take away what it is that you're destined for your greatness. And so you were set apart for a special purpose in your life. And then to use that life to be a blessing to others. And that was what Esther did. She was a blessing to the multitude. She fed people and she was there for the homeless people. And, you know, she just had a big, open, caring heart. And so, you know, in the midst of learning about Esther, in the midst of my studies, it reminded me of like myself. And I'm sure that in listening to this, even if you're not one that have the makeup of Esther, you know of someone that has that makeup that Esther has. And so in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, destined to decree beforehand to set apart for a special purpose. And so knowing your purpose is super important. And so oftentimes in the midst of finding our greatness within ourselves is most of the time, you know, you got to get outside the box that you're in, right? You're not in a box. And so you have to get outside of the four walls of being broken from the brokenness that, you know, we may have endured along our journey, as well as, you know, you may have been divorced. You may be single. You may be dealing with depression. Or even may have kids or whatever on drugs, maybe an alcoholic husband. And so it's time to get outside of the box because we all have some type of greatness inside of us. Many of us have may not tapped into the greatness that we have, right? And so you have to learn how to fight for all of these stereotypes that people put upon us, right? Each and every day, people put different stereotypes on us, whether it be our culture, whether it be the neighborhoods that we grew up in, maybe even the people that we have been around, right? And so to know that, you know, even, you know, I am not the circumstances of my upbringing or my surroundings. And so, you know, Esther was really destined for greatness, right? She could have been killed. It didn't really specify how her parents were killed, but she could have been one of those people that could have been in the midst. And, you know, but God spared her life so that she can be here because he had a purpose for her. And we all have a purpose. If you think about the times of you're driving or you're walking along the road or in life, of things that all that God has spared you from, right? Oftentimes, I always tell people that, you know, we're always in a hurry to get nowhere fast. And oftentimes, in being in a hurry to get really nowhere fast, of the fact that sometimes hiccups happen in the road. Maybe you forgot your keys, or maybe you forgot your lunch, or maybe, you know, something slowed you down. Maybe it was your child. And so in the midst of your child maybe slowing you down, there may have been an accident that was up ahead, right? And God know that he has a true, true purpose for your life. So he must guard you from some things. And it's a whole lot of things in life that, you know, we're going to take some detours and some things that is going to help to protect us, right? So he has these angels that are camped around about you that's going to protect you, right? So many of you today don't realize just how close you are to success or greatness, and God has destined for you. There is a dream in you that is bigger than you, and you really, really, really have, you know, this greatness God has deposited inside of you. And so he's going to protect his precious gem. And so if you really think of a diamond, when the diamonders go into the mines, into the caves and things like that, and they look for these gold and different stones that are in there. And definitely with a diamond is really a really precious gem. I don't care what part of the equator you go on. The diamond is a precious gem, right? And so that's you. You're that precious gem. And so we go through the pressure of life, of everything that goes on in life. And so in the midst of all the things that, you know, of these pressures, that diamond still comes out to be this sparkly gem that every woman loves to have on their hand. Even some men even like it in their rings as well, or around their neck, or even on their earlobes. And so, you know, Esther was a Jew. She was a Jew. And she married, I believe his name is Hasera. I believe that's how you pronounce it. The A is silent, of Hasera. And so in the midst, he wanted his wife and the wives that he had, he wanted them to obey him. And if they didn't obey him, then, you know, he was willing to kill them because they wouldn't bow down to him. And so, you know, he was the ruler at that time, during that time frame. And so Hasipha, you know, he was brought up, and, you know, it was his uncle's daughter. And she neither had a father nor mother, as I stated. And she was really, really beautiful. She was the most beautiful thing that, you know, Hasera had seen. He was the king at that time. And so, you know, they had to go around and they were gathering the women to see, you know, something like Cinderella, like in the fairy tale of, you know, going around. But he told her to deny him, deny that he was related to her, so that she can get into the kingdom and to bring about some great things. And that was something that she done even before she stepped into the queen's role, right? Sometimes in life, you know, we want to do things due to a title. And to where what I loved is that Esther already was doing these magnificent things for the people in the community that she lived in. She was a giver, right? She was a giver. She was a doer of that. And so she had potential, and the seed that she saw that she had was inside herself, God had ordained someone to recognize that seed of greatness in you. The same way that they recognized the seed inside of Esther as well. And so, you know, reading this, I just was like, wow, you know, this is good. This is really, really good. So I wanted to share with you seven different things in reference to of letting you know that you have signs, showing you the signs that you're destined for greatness as well. Many of us, you know, we doubt the greatness that we have inside of us. But her uncle, really, Mordecai, really wanted her to know that, you know, she has to be that lucky one that God had put here to show that she was destined for the journey. She didn't see it. And, you know, her biggest thing is, you know, in the beginning of all of this is that, you know, how can I carry out this task? You know, I'm not that pretty. So she kind of doubted ourselves. A lot of ways that women today in this day and era, you know, we just think that we're not worthy enough, right? When God put some things in your pathway, and sometimes, you know, you may not see that greatness, but others really, really see this greatness with inside of you. And so, you know, she went along with it. She really went along with what was happening. And so she went along with it, and off she went. And so the first thing is that, you know, in the midst of her bringing people to the palace in the midst, she wanted to share the resources. She told Hasarus that, you know, we have plenty of food here. We have plenty of things here, and we're very wasteful of the things. And there's so many people out there that can utilize the resources. But Hasarus didn't want his queen to be carrying trash around, as he called it, trash around, to share with the beggars. He ordered them to leave the castle in a hurry. Leave right now, because, you know, no queen of mine will be, you know, a servant to beggars and doing all of these things. And so he had expectations for his bride of things that he didn't want her to do. But she knew that her role, that she was destined for greatness, and that she had to change the way that things were going in the midst. So she had to be very resourceful. So that's number one. So do you always seem to figure out a way to make things happen? And so in the midst of being this Jewish woman and being destined for greatness, you know, you have to be resourceful of no matter what you're faced with or the oppositions, you know, that you had up against you. Now, he told her, don't come and speak to him if he didn't allow her to speak. And so even in the midst, she still was resourceful of the things that, you know, he had demanded of her not to do. So, you know, she was fearless. She was fearless and unapologetically with it. And, you know, she could have been killed of not obeying the king, which was her husband, because he felt that she was the most beautiful queen that he had ever seen. And so, you know, it's incredible that, you know, you be useful in using your skills to achieve, you know, everything that you want in life. And so that's what she really, really did. She used her skills to achieve the greatness that it was that she was destined. Not just, she put herself to the side. And so, you know, being a woman, we are nurturers, right? We're nurturers. So she took off her crown and she put all of her worldly possession things to the side. It wasn't about her. It was about the people that really didn't have much. So she put them first. So number two, you have to be a natural solver. And that was what she was. And so she came to Hasarus and she asked him, you know, could we have a grand banquet in honor of you, right? Who doesn't want to be honored in the midst of being the king? So she wanted to honor him in the midst. And so honoring him in the midst, the second in command, which was Haman, and with his queen, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name, that Vashti, I believe her name is, Vashti, you know, she felt that he should be ruler. And so you can understand when it's other people that, you know, see your greatness or that feel that, hey, I can do this better than they can. So he was planning to really create a war to kill off all the Jews and all of these things and to form an army of a lot of people because, you know, he was second in command. and he wanted people to definitely to bow down to him. And definitely Mordecai was one that he says, you are not my God. The only person that I will bow down to is God. And so he knew that it was nothing great about him in the midst. And it's some people that's in our lifestyle that we know that, you know, they don't have a bit of greatness within them. But he still treated him with kindness and respect of, you know, of who he was. But he refused to bow down to him. And so Haman was one that, you know, he didn't bring any harm to Mordecai, but he had a plan. He had an underlying plan of what it was that he was going to do once and for all for those Jewish people, as he stated. And so, you know, with Esther being in the position that she was of not being known that she was a Jew, she was a problem solver, right? She set out to have this great grand banquet in honor of Ahasuerus. And so having these resources, you know, being the entrepreneur that she was, because she was an entrepreneur even back in that time, you know, she was an entrepreneur of, you know, that was her job. That was her duties. She got out and she networked with the people, even though, you know, they were less fortunate than she was. She seen everyone as equal. And so I love that about her. She was a natural problem solver. Signs that she was destined for greatness already, right? No matter what. No matter what of if it could have cost her her life, right? And later on, she stated that if I perish, I perish. How many people that's destined for greatness that no matter even if it will cost them their life, that if I perish, I'll perish. And so, you know, she continued to do the work that she loved. She was passionate. She really, really loved what it was that she did. So number three point that I wanted to share with you, that nothing stops you from accomplishing your goals. And so that's super important. We all should have some goals, right? In life, right? And, you know, are you that kind person who always finish what you started? If you're always completing what you started out and set out to do. And that's someone that's by any means necessary, that's going to accomplish their goals. She didn't reveal in the beginning that she was a Jew. She just kept on doing the great things that made her heart smile, that made her sides of her cheeks go up with, you know, great pleasure. She enjoyed what it was that she was doing, right? And so it also lets me know that, you know, God was truly, truly in the midst. We know that our God is very sovereign in the midst of the things that he does as well. And also he will place people around us to show you that how much you matter. And so the lady that was there with her that helped her to get dressed in the fine garments when Ahasuerus, you know, wanted to see his new queen, you know, she helped to get her into the fine garments. And she saw that Mordecai was like down below and maybe looking up at her and seeing like, you know, and asked her, you know, are you related to him? And she says, oh, please don't tell, you know, and you know, as girls, as women, as queens, you know, we begin to open up and chat with each other. So she kind of confided into this woman that was there in the room. But the woman knew that, you know, she couldn't, you know, she saw that how kind she was and seeing that it was something special about her. And so in life, it's going to be some people in your journey along your pathway as you row your boat through life's journey, is that they're going to see the greatness within you. And sometimes, you know, God will provide that covering over you, even in the midst of it's some things that others may not want to bring to the forefront that you have going on, because they just see that light that shines, right? It's a light that, you know, even with your BG&E bill or your electrical bill, it's one thing that, you know, someone cannot pay that is going to cause your light to dim. And so, you know, I'm sure that the person that was there in the room with her saw that she had great light, a great light that shined upon her. And so, you know, she was determined that, you know, the values that she possessed, the quantities you know, that she possessed, that she had the keys to realize the greatness in any endeavors that she had to face. And by all means necessary, that she was going to reach the goal to protect the Jewish people. And so I just love that about her. She had a heart for people. Esther had a heart for people. So number four, which brings me to number four, is that you have to be realistically persistent. So she was very persistent in what it is. And she overheard Haman and Hasorus talking. And so, you know, she called him up on the things of the war that he wanted to start, you know, with her people. And, you know, Mordecai was her kin. He was the person that raised her. And so to sit back into the palace and listen to these things of, you know, you want to create a war with my people. And so, you know, I love her due diligence of how, you know, she displayed who she was and, you know, her beauty and her kindness. And, you know, with your kindness and things like that, even the meanest person, you know, they just can't stand your radiance around them. And so in the midst of, you know, kindness, your random acts of kindness and your things that you protrude and put out there into the world, into the atmosphere, people see that your light is shining without even opening up your mouth. And so he saw all the great deeds. Asaris saw all the great deeds that she was doing. And so with her persistence, she was very persistent in the quantity of the virtue of the wildly successful people that, you know, that she displayed for the people, the level of rejection and failure and setbacks and all the inevitable that, you know, I'm sure that was faced along the way of, you know, serving her husband. But she served him in a different way, not in the way of a husband, but she served him as a king. Like, she honored and she obeyed him. And, you know, to a certain point, and she said, if I may speak, you know, she asks, if I may speak and if I can hold this grand banquet in your honor. And so I'm sure he felt that, you know, he was really grateful that, you know, she wanted to do something in honor for him. Persistence helped you to maintain the energy that's necessary to get there. So, you know, in the midst of her doing everything, it was like fuel beneath her wings. It was like that energy beneath her wings. So number five, you're not afraid of asking questions. And she wasn't. She was very humble in asking the questions that she wanted to ask. Realizing greatness requires self-development. So self-development and self-development of being unafraid and willing to ask the question. It's as simple as that. So, you know, doing things of, you know, being destined for greatness, you know, she said, hey, if I perish, I'll perish. And so at this time, she had set herself to the side for her people. And oftentimes, you know, we have to walk in what it is that we believe. Many of us are so fearful of how others are going to view us. How are others going to view me in the midst if I speak up? And so, you know, so many people sit back and don't say anything. Even in today's world, they don't say much. And so, you know, when you definitely get the time, you know, definitely read those scriptures that I was telling you about. And so in the midst of, you know, being destined for greatness and all the other great things that, you know, you do in the midst of all of this, is the fact that, you know that you can never fail because you serve someone that sits high and look low on all the things that you do. And you know that he got you no matter what, right? By not failing, I'm referring to viewing failures as a setback. You treat them as building blocks, right? So when you feel that in life that, you know, things are coming up against you, why not use them as building blocks to help to build your castle, build your empire, right? And that's what Esther did. I admire her for that. You know, she knew her value. She knew her worth. She moved towards her dreams and her goals. And so you can also do that. It may be something that you know that's just not right. And your voice is very powerful. Your actions that you do are very powerful that can help your community, help the nation, help your country, right? And many of us, we sit back and we're waiting for someone to really tell us how great we really are. And so Esther was Asaph's wife and not Hagar's wife. And I said that in the beginning. And so we have to clear that up. But, you know, we're all definitely great. It's just a matter of tapping into your resources that God has truly, truly given you. And so I want to thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Please go read the story of Esther. It's an amazing story about her. I learned so much, and so much of the story that really wasn't really displayed, but you can truly get that she really had a heart for the Jewish people that was in her village, and she didn't want to see any harm or malice come their way. So that was like, wow, on top of, you know, just hearing the story and just reading the story and doing my research. So definitely, you know, you got to study to really show yourself approved. So I'm forever grateful for the Finding My Way Network. And so I want to thank Kayla Pageant as well as Miss Josie and having me here on this platform to come on and share. And so, dear Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for just shining your greatness inside of me and allowing me to be that beacon of light to others so that man may see, even sometimes when I don't have a voice to know what to really say to your people, is that you always show up and show out, and you just teach me with your wisdom and send people my way along this journey called life, Lord God. And I'm just forever, forever grateful for all your tender mercies, and just continue to be a vessel. Help me to be a vessel, so to say, down here in your vineyard, Lord God, and also to, you know, help another mankind to see that they too can do the things that you destined for them to do, and allow their light to shine and know that you'll be with them every single step of the way. And so I want to thank you. Find me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha on my VIP page. You can find me at Natasha Allen on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, you can find me at Nurture by Natasha. And I'm also on Periscope as Nurture by Natasha. And so have a great, great day. Have a great week. Have a great month. Get out and be your best, great self that you can be. And don't let anything stand in your way of your greatness. Take care. And may God continue to bless you and to shine upon you. Thank you, everyone. Ain't no doubt about it. Things are coming together. Ain't no doubt about it. Every day I'm getting better. Sitting here thinking about it. And God's still doing his best work. He's still doing his best work. He's my life. For a while I fought against the plan of God in my life. For a minute, wrong was easier than doing right. The hurt I felt inside made it
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.